You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know you got to have a word from the Lord? Come on, touch somebody and say, "I got to have a word." Because sometimes when things seem like they're headed in the wrong direction, a word from the Lord can sustain you to a point in your life where your perspective begins to shift and you move into an entirely different direction of where you thought you were going. And you come out the other side in victory. Amen? Somebody say, nevertheless. Now, I told you that little bit of my testimony. My testimony is a lot more deeper and tragic than that, but also more awesome than that, because God really pulled me out of a pit and changed my life. It's an amazing story. It'd take a couple hours to go through all of it. Those were just some highlights. But I had to come to a place where there were nevertheless moments. And I share this with you this morning because I believe that we're in a time and we're in a season where the enemy today is unleashing everything he has against our children, against our teenagers, against our families, against our churches, against our society, against everything that we hold to be true. He is unleashing an attack. And what he does is what he really tries to do is he tries to position us in a place where we forfeit our faith, where we give up the faith. And we trade it in for something else. Come on, the devil's not after your wallet. He's not after your car. He's not after your home. He's after your faith. He only attacks your wallet, your car, and your home, and your family to get you out of faith. But the object of what he wants to destroy in your life is to get you to stop believing. He's going after your faith. Because how many understand, if you lose your job today, you can get another job. Come on, if you lose your house, you can rent another house. Your faith is what he wants. Your faith is what he wants to destroy. God can give you an instant miracle tomorrow and restore everything that the devil takes away. But if he takes your faith, he's got you. Amen? So the enemy of your soul is not after your money. He's after your faith. He doesn't need all your stuff. He's after your faith. Amen? And if he wants to have success in your life, then he wants to paralyze you and neutralize you so you cannot be effective in the kingdom of God anymore. That's his goal. Amen? Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. How many know if the devil can get you to stop believing the report of the Lord and he can get you to stop believing the word that's over your life, then he can get you into a place where you live where there is no hope. Where you live with a give up attitude. He can get you in a place where complacency begins to set in into your heart and passivity and you just let things keep rolling off of your life and well, that's how it is and it ain't gonna never get no better and this is the lot that I have in life and this is what it must be like. No, 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 no. That is a lie from the pit of hell. God has called you to something better, something higher than you ever thought possible, than you ever thought you could dream. The enemy of your soul wants to destroy your faith. God didn't call you to go through life on autopilot. He's put you at the controls of your life so that you can live a life of obedience towards him. Somebody say, thank God I got a word over my life. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is tough sometimes, but, you know, we get tempted to give up. Sometimes we get tempted to forfeit our faith. And it usually comes when we're experiencing some resistance to whatever it is that we're going through. Whatever it is we're believing for. We start feeling the resistance. Listen, I told you I was under attack this week, amen? There have been times in my lives when I've dreamed big dreams and I've had high hopes. And the moment I went to go implement a part of that dream, it's like, all the resistance in the world mounted against the dream. You got everybody in your life that loves you saying, no, you didn't hear God on that. You must have missed that one. Did God really say? Come on, amen. And then you start thinking, well, that can't be from the Lord. There's too much pressure. There's too much pain in this. If this was really from God, why is it so hard? And we start rationalizing. Did God really tell us to do that? You ever heard anybody say, well, if God's in it, then the doors will open up and everything will be easy. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if that's true, then God owes Moses an apology. Come on, somebody. He needs to apologize to David. He needs to talk to Daniel and say, I'm really sorry about putting you in that lion's den. Mistake. I shouldn't have done that. He needs to apologize to the 12 disciples and the Apostle Paul. Amen. How many know that anytime the heroes of faith, the list of the heroes of faith in the book of Hebrews, anytime that they made a decision to do something right and do something good for God, there was always somebody that was upset about it. There was always resistance to it. It didn't just come easy. Even Paul experienced that everywhere he went. He had somebody falling around going, running their mouth behind him. You ain't no good. You don't know what you're talking about. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'd be preaching and they'd be running their mouth behind him. Paul said it was so bad it was like a thorn in his flesh. I don't know about you, but I ain't got somebody chasing me around the country going everywhere I'm going, talking right behind my back all the time. That drives me nuts. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Celebrate Christmas. Well, it's because Jesus Christ was born to save us from our sins. When he went to the cross, he took our sins upon himself, took those sins to the grave with him, but he rose to bring us a brand new life, and that is a gift that is free and pure and simple, a gift that we can celebrate every day of our lives. So thank you, Jesus, for setting us free. Bless you, Lord.
Feeling of joy everywhere, like the anticipation of snow in the air, falling down on me, like the laughter when children see gifts neath the tree, is the joy of my heart since the Lord rescued me, and joy fell down on me.
When he walks through the door, he knows children will run, and I'm God's child, you see.
Like Christmas all year round, I can't help but sing. Hallelujah, joy to the world, Christ is King. Jesus washed my
Spoken in the beginning, a prophet's word in the night, an angel's message to a young lady, a brilliant star in the sky. Who would be coming? How were they knowing? What's it all about? Was he coming? Where was he going? When will they all find out? A tiny child, Almighty God, a tiny child, an Almighty shelter inside. There in a stable, manger, a cradle, angelic host on.